Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We are talking about there's a season. There is a time. Understanding the seasons of God. And when you think about it, there's a season for everything. And certain particular behaviors in the wrong season can be very inappropriate, but in the right season, they can be appropriate. Mm-hmm. For example, telling jokes at funerals, or singing in the midst of a library, you know, or planning tomorrow. When right now there's a war at your door, mm-hmm. or planning a war when there's peace. I mean, there's a season for everything. And as a matter of fact, Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible, chapter 3, talks about it. He said, there is a time for everything. I mean, think about that, Pat. There's a time for everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, everything has its place. That is a melancholy's dream, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, good. A schedule. Okay.
Yeah, right. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. Think about that. Somebody says, well, I want to be born. It's like, you've already been born. Mm. You can be born again.
Right.
But there's going to be a time to die. There's a time to plant and a time to uproot. I mean, that's so important because you could say that there was a day that you were planting seeds and harvesting, but there's a day you just pull that plant up. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to till it into the ground. You got to just stop it. It's a time just to have the soil to rest. Mm-hmm. And some people just keep growing and growing, and it's like, you have to give this thing rest. There's a time to kill and a time to heal. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. There's actually a time to scatter stones and there's a time to gather stones. There's a time to embrace, give me a hug. And there's a time to refrain. This is not appropriate time for that. There's a time to search and there's a time to give up. Have you seen those times where we're searching and looking for a lost person, a lost child? Mm-hmm. And you just don't ever, they just don't ever give up. And it's like, it's been 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to do. But there comes a time where you just got to say, my goodness. There's a time to keep and there's a time to throw away. There's a time to tear down. There's a time to mend. There's a time to be silent. And a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war. And a time for peace. And when you think about it, there's a season, there's a time for everything. And you can imagine if it's a time for this and not that, but you're acting like you're in that, it's going to be inappropriate. It's not that you're inappropriate, it's just you don't understand the seasons that we're in. Mm-hmm. And right now, there's a large majority of folks who kind of have a hint, maybe, of what season we're in, but they really don't know, because if we would be doing majorly different things. It makes me think about 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, about Issachar. Issachar was, I believe, the ninth son of Jacob. And it was said of him that Issachar, he was a man of understanding, who could understand the times. This is what the Word of God says. In Issachar, men who understand, who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. Think about that. They knew what they ought to do. Mm-hmm. Not only do you understand the things of what is, but what to do. That's so important because, you know, there's some people that they can hear clearly. They know what season it is. And they just say it over and over. So like years ago, we were in the wilderness with a whole bunch of fathers and sons and fatherless sons and mentors. And, you know, I'm ripping out the whole stats and things they're saying today like it's second nature. Mm-hmm. And all these, you know, I don't know how many men, maybe 500 or so men in the wilderness, this big, huge tent. And I'm saying, this is going on, and this is going on, and this is going on. And some man from Georgia, you know, shouts out. He says, I know, but what do we do about it? And it's like, wow, that's a very good question.
Wow.
And what was going on at the time was that the church, as we knew it at that time, should have been the answer, but actually was more of the problem, because they weren't helping these father and family relationships.
Right.
And so we couldn't say, hey, you know, go find you a local church and then they're going to help you out, because that's where he came from. You know, and so in the context of that, it's like, we got, so then God's began to sow in that word, his word, into all the churches, and the churches have this viewpoint now of fathers and the importance of Malachi 4, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, Issachar, they understand not only the times and the seasons that's going on, but what Israel needed to do. And there's a lot of things happening right now. But what we're talking about and what we're sharing with you is what God has said about what you need to do. What you needed to do. And there's an appointed time by God for everything. And you don't think about it as Chuck Pierce talks about in his word, in his article, Understanding Issachar, you know, that appointed times of God are not some legalistic burden as a believer in Jesus Christ. You're free to function in the context of these things, but you need to choose to align yourself with what God is saying in this particular time. And with not understanding that there are different seasons, how many people just like a season? It's a season in their life. And they like it, and they just stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're 75 still talking about your high school reunion. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
wow.
It's like Jiminy Crickets. You know, you're a Saints fan still talking about the Super Bowl. It's like, that was years ago. That was just ancient. But you know, I'm saying, really, people get stuck, and it's like, but there's another season now. That season's gone.
Mm-hmm.
That was a season meant to celebrate and enjoy it, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Or to mourn through it, but it's time to. It comes a time when the mourning ends. It comes a time when it was appropriate to mourn, but now that the season's over, it's not appropriate to keep mourning anymore. You need to get past that. You need to understand now you're in an inappropriate behavior, mm-hmm. because this is abnormal lengths of mourning, if you would. But also with. People get stuck somewhere. You can probably tell pretty much like how they dress. Stuck.
Mm-hmm.
No, that is no. It's polyester. It's dangerous. and so there's a time and there's a season for each of them. We're seeing right now, what is the time and the season right now in the world? What is the time and season in America? Well, this is the time and the season that we are facing great tragedy. There is great potential disaster. Life as we know it can fundamentally change overnight. The season is Israel's being surrounded on every side by nations, including America surrounding them. But at the same time in this season, the church is aligning itself with Israel, with Jerusalem, with the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And Christians are doubling their enlistment into the Israeli Defense Force, the military, and Christians United for Israel with John Hagee, and people are getting an alignment, and the Jewish Congress, the World Jewish Congress is standing up, and you're seeing that's happening in this season. The question is, okay, we see all this happening in this season, but what do? We do exactly what God says. He says, listen, apart from me, you can do nothing. You're going to have to abide with him. This is what we do. You run to him. You run to spend time with him. In John 15, he talks about it. He says, my Father's the gardener, I'm the vine, you're the branches. The expectation of us, of you, is to bear fruit. That can only happen by you abiding with me. If you spend time with God, he's going to tell you what to do that day in the midst of the season that we're in, because it's not the same season as it was. I mean, I would want it to stay the same. And I really did for the longest time, but I was naive. The truth is, we're in a new season. And it's a season of being on the edge of the world as we know it to shift. God's going to take care of his people. God's going to take care of those that are his, but you're going to need to abide with him. You're going to spend time with him. Go to iabide.org. If you don't have an abiding plan, you need to, if you start abiding with the Lord, he's going to tell you He's going to tell you what season you're in, and he's going to tell you what you need to do every single day.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.